We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Chosh Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dayonim, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Hey. V'alkein, Rav Nelson Zal is connecting the topic of Dayonim to Torah Tes in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks especially about the topic of Emes and Emunah, truth and faith. Based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes there in Likutei Moran, and based on what we've been learning till now, we can understand why the Gemara says, "Ein donin balaylo, rak bayoim." The judges do not conduct a trial at night, only by day. Ki yoim volaylo heim bechinas emes ve'emuna kayadua, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that day and night represent Emes and Emuna. We know that Emuna is night because there's a pasuk, Lahagid baboiker chazdecho ve'emunascho baleilois, that Emuna is associated with night. And Emes is light, we said in the previous year. Hashem oircho v'amitcha, light is by day. By day it's light. So Emes is day, Emuna is night. Ve'ikra chizas ha-sheker va-sitra achro hu be-bechinas laylo, she-bechinas emunah. When we talk about the sitra achro, the other side, the tumah, the sheker, they try to attach themselves to the kedusha via night, via the emunah. Ve'alkein ba-laylo hu emunah be-katnus. And that's why at night, during the nighttime, the emunah shrinks. It's small. V'nigdeles, and the emuna is elevated and increased, bo'or hayoim, as the day starts becoming light. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says, chadoshim labekorim, we're new in the morning, rabo emuna secha, increasing the emuna. Kemuva b'makom acher, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 35 in Likutei Moran. Ki ikr, and Rabbeinu Zal explains in this Torah Tes, Ki ikr tikun ho'emuna hu'al yedei emes. The main tikun for emuna is through truth. K'mo shekosav Rabbeinu b'maimar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Tes. And also, he quotes what the Zohar HaKadosh says, Tzedek kadis chabris be'emes isavida semuna. The tzedek, when it becomes attached to emes, it becomes emuna. So we see that emes is a critical ingredient in emuna. And we know, in fact, we say in Shachris, emes ve'emuna choyk v'lo yavor. Truth and faith must be that way. Emes and emuna go together. And in fact, Rav Nelson Zal explains in another place in Likutei Halachos, most people would say that you start from emuna. The starting point in Yiddishkeit is emuna. And there are many psukim that seem to imply that. Ve'rastich li be'emuna v'yodates Hashem. But Rav Nelson Zal asks, if that's the case, you say you believe in Hashem, and he says he believes in chocolate ice cream or chocolate mint ice cream. Now let's who's right? Prove it. If it's a matter of emuna, if you're telling me it's in what we don't understand and we cannot rationalize, who's to say your emuna is any better than anybody else's? Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, there's something that comes before emuna, and that's emes. In order for a person to get to the right emuna, he's got the starting point is emes. The person must be honest. Real honest, like we spoke about in the previous year, that they don't fool, that they're not fooling anybody else, they're not trying to fool anybody else, and they're not trying to fool themselves. When a person is doing everything they possibly can to be honest, really honest, that honesty will give the person the ability to make the right choice of what to believe in. Believe in this? In other words, because faith is in what I don't understand. So if I don't understand at all, how am I supposed to? The answer is, even though we don't understand completely, but there's an aspect of truth. And if a person really does everything they can to avoid getting swallowed up by the sheker of this world. Remember, we said that we are in a world that's called Olam HaSheker. So the more the person gets involved and intertwined in Gashmius and materialism, the more they're getting involved in Sheker, and it becomes much more difficult for them to be honest about anything, especially about themselves and about religion, things like that. So the less a person allows themselves to become attached and connected and swallowed up by Sheker, especially the Sheker of Olam Hazeh, the more that person will be able to stay with Emes, and the more Emes the person has, the more the person will be able to make the right choice, an honest choice of what to believe in. Do I choose to believe in this or in that? So again, we see that Emes precedes Emuna. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran. V'alkein, and therefore, Iker HaMishpot Bayoim. The main justice and courts and trials is by day. Shehu Bechinas Emes, which represents Emes, light. She'al Yodo Malin U'Mesaknin Ho Emuna Kanal. Emes is what elevates and fixes up anything that's lacking or anything that's wrong in the Emuna, as we spoke about earlier. We mentioned the previous year that when two litigants come to court and there's a disagreement, this one says he owes me money and this one says I don't, someone there has been poigame in Emuna, because the Torah defines business, proper business, as nososo v'nosato be'emuna. Were you 100% trustworthy? Were you 100% loyal to the precepts of the Torah? That's called emuna. Kol mitzvoisecho emuna. And any deviation from that, anything off that, is pigam emuna. So Rav Nosson says, we know that in order to fix up the emuna, you need emes. That's why they're coming to court. That's why the court is by day, because day is light, and light is emes. And that emes is what's going to correct, fix up what was lacking or what was defective in the emuna. V'azai nase yichud emes v'emuna. And then there becomes the union between emes and emuna, shehim b'chinas erev v'voiker, which represent day and night, b'chinas, as the pasuk says, vayihi erev vayihi voiker yoim echod. It was night, it was morning, one day. There's a concept of making one out of the night and day, out of the emes and emuna. V'zeh nase al yedei din emes. And this is accomplished by the judges bringing out a true judgment. Shenemar boi gam kein, about which the Torah uses the same wording. V'chol ha'om nitzav alecha, Yisro said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the entire nation is standing on top of you, may erev ad boiker, from night to day. That same terminology, erev ad boiker, is used about judging the Jewish people, and that same terminology is being used at creation, about emes and emuna, night. Ki ikar hamishpot v'hadin hu lesaken hu emuna hanafula. Because as we learned in the previous year, the main goal that we're trying to achieve in this trial, in this judgment, is to correct, to fix the emuna that is fallen. Shenivgama, which got messed up, etzel elu habalidin, and by these two litigants. They're coming to court because there's major disagreement and nobody knows who's right and who's with the Torah and against the Torah, and they might both be against the Torah. Ki echod mehem bevadai einoi noise venoisin be'emuna. Because in most cases of a litigation, one of them for sure is not conducting business properly, which is called noise venoisin be'emuna. Valyedei hadin emes, and by the judges bringing out the truth, a true judgment, malin umesaknin hu emuna kanal. Emes is what fixes and elevates emuna. Bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, tzedek kades chabres beemes is avidas emuna. The tzedek, when it becomes attached to emes, it becomes emuna. the Zohar HaKadosh is using its terminology, but we see in any case that emes is a critical ingredient in emuna. And again, that's why we say emes ve'emuna choyk v'lo yavor. These two must go together. V'nase yichud emes ve'emuna, there becomes a union between these two, and erev avoyker. V'alkein ikra mishpat bayoyim. This is why the main trials and judgments take place by day. K'may shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'dinu laboyker mishpat. In the morning, judge your judgments. Ki oz meir ho'emes, because that's when the truth, when the sun comes up, when it's getting light outside, that means the emes is shining. Shaydezeh nistakein v'nigdal ho'emuna. And that's what fixes and elevates the emuna from its fallen state. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, chadoshim labekorim, we're new in the morning, we wake up new, refreshed in the morning, Rabba emuna secha, and that's what increases and elevates the emuna. V'ze b'chinas, and this is why the pasuk also says, v'shoftu es ha'om mishpat tzedek, they will judge the nation with a righteous judgment. Look at the word that's used here, tzedek. Ze b'chinas, this fits perfectly what we said earlier, tzedek, kadis chabris be'emes isavidas be'emuna. That it's the combination of tzedek, which is a proper judgment, and emes, which is the daylight, the light, the truth, and the judge is being careful to speak only the truth, that becomes emuna. That becomes emuna, or that fixes any defective emuna. Ki mishpot ze bechinas emes. Because the term mishpot, which means judgment or trial, is another word for emes. As the pasuk says, Mishpate Hashem Emes, the judgments of Hashem. So we see that Mishpat and Emes go together. Kemuva de Rabbeinazal, as Rabbeinazal mentions in a few places. Vezehu Mishpat Tzedek. And that's why we have that other pasuk we said before, where it uses the term Mishpat Tzedek, Bechinas Tzedek, Kadis Chabres Be'emes, Isavidas Emuna. These three terms go together. They're all about a proper judgment, a kosher Jewish judgment and trial. Mishpat and tzedek and emes and emuna. Kize iker yeshivas hadayonim. Because this is really the main reason why the judges are sitting in judgment. Lesakein ho emuna. In order to fix up the defective or deficiency in the emuna. How? Alidei ho emes. By these three judges who are the Aleph, the Mem, and the Tav, by them fixing up the Emunah through Emes, Sheyischaber Tzedek u'Mishpot, which will unite Tzedek and Mishpot, which are Emes and Emunah, which are night and day. All of these fit together. Now you'll understand also why a proper judge, a good kosher judge, is called in the Torah Elokim, Hashem. What are we, nuts? He's Hashem? K'mayshekosov kama pomim batorah. As we find this used many times in the Torah, when it says, Ad ho Elokim yovo idvar shneim, that when two people have a disagreement, they should bring it to the judge. Bring it to the judge. And the term Elokim is used. U'kiyoytze bozeh bekama mekoymois, many other places. Why? Ki hadayin shedon din emes. Because a judge who is careful to really judge with honesty and truth. V'chol dvorov be'emes, and every word that comes out of his mouth is true. Mislabesh boy oyer Hashem Yisborach bi'atzmoy kaviyochol kanal. That judge has the light of Hashem inside of him. Literally, Hashem's light cloaks itself in him. U'kimavura heite b'maim ranal, as Rabbein Azal explains very thoroughly over there in Likutei Moran, that's what emes is. When a person zochet to real emes, the light of Hashem is with that person. U'kimavura, exact. V'alkein Hadayin bi'atzmoi nikro elokim. And this is why the judge is actually called Elokim, ki nislabesh boy oyer Hashem yisborach kavyo. Because the light of Hashem literally envelops him. How? Alidei ha'emes, through his honesty, through his truth. Shehu oyro yisborach bi'atzmoi, which is the light of Hashem himself, kavyochol. Paragraph Zion, V'alkein Iker Hadayonim Min HaToyro Hurak Smuchim Beretz Yisrael. This will also explain why, if you want to really get technical, legally, a judge, according to the Torah, must be a judge who was given smicha by rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. Ki Eretz Yisrael Hi Bechinas Emuna Kemavur B'maymanal. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter that Eretz Yisrael is Emunah. There's a pasuk, Shchon Eretz Ure'e Emunah. Live in the land and be pastured with its faith. So Eretz Yisrael is Emunah. Ve'ikar hadayonim hu b'shvil tikkun Emunah. And the main purpose of judges is fixing Emunah. So therefore the judge must be coming from that place. His authority must be coming from Eretz Yisrael. Smicha from Eretz Yisrael. Paragraph Ches, v'ze b'chinas ein bezdin nizkoken lefochos mishova pruta. And this is also why the Gemara says that a court is not really required to open up for business, to open up for judgment, for a judgment that involves less than a pruta, less than a penny. They don't have to sit down, the judges, and spend their time and effort to litigate on that. Merames al emuna b'chinas tefila. That also alludes to emuna and tefila. Kimavor b'maymar hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 9 in Likut Imran, al maymar Rabbeinu Zal, regarding the Gemara that says, it speaks about rain. And the Gemara says that the angel who's appointed over rain looks like an ox whose lips are open. Uprita sivavase, his lips are open. And the word open is prita, like pruta. Pruta means a penny, and prita means open lips, prayer, opening your mouth in prayer. Hashem sefosai tiftoch. Hashem, open my lips. Ufi agiti lo secha. So the open lips represents tefillah. The Aramaic word for that is prita, and pruta means a penny. V'alkein, pruta hu shir mamoin bekol mokoim. And this is why throughout the Gemara, when we speak about money, the minimum amount of money that we're talking about is a pruta, ki ikar ho emuna tluya b'momoyim. Because a person's faith, the way that a person really shows faith in Hashem is when it comes to money. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, ve'emuna ma'oid. And faith is associated with ma'oid. What is ma'oid? Moid ze momoin. Moid means money. Kama shekosu Rabbeinu Machmacha, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 23, V'yahavta es Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol moidecha. The Gemara says moidecha means your money. How does a person show faith? When he takes out $10 and buys a pair of tzitzis, because the Gemara says, for example, a doctor for nothing is worth nothing. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, a mitzvah for free is also not worth that much. The money that you spend on a mitzvah, person has to spend gasoline to go travel to the Kosel, to go to Mekoyim HaSakdoshim. A person has to spend money on a plane ticket to come to Eretz Yisrael. Person spends money on an esrog, a lulav, tzitzis, tefillin. That's a display of faith. That shows that you really believe. If you're ready, because money is very important to most people. Person spends his life on money. He allocates hours of the day to make money. So he's mamish taking a chunk of his life and giving it away for money. So when a person takes that money and spends it on Hashem, on religion, mamish, that's mesiras nefesh. He's giving his life for it. V'alkein, kishayesh b'momoin shove pruta, azai yesh lo yachizo bebechinas emuna tefila shehi gam kein bechinas prita sivavosikanal. Therefore, when we're dealing with money that's at least a pruta, then that money is associated with emuna and tefillah, which are also called pruta, prita sivavase. The lips are open. Vazai hu mamoin choshuv l'chol davar. And then that money is considered of value regarding any mitzvah in the Torah. You can be mekadesh a woman, you can marry a woman with something shaveh pruta, or you can make a kinyan with something shaveh pruta. Umi she goizel es chaveiroi mamoin kozeh. And therefore, if someone steals from another Jew that amount of money, a pruta or more, or he denies that he borrowed a penny, that amount, dahainu shir pruta, azai poigein be'emuna. Once it's in the category of pruta, it has entered into the arena of emuna. Because we said tefillah is called pruta, prita sevose, the lips are open. And then Besdin has to be willing to sit, you know, to convene for this judgment, in order to fix and elevate the emuna, which is represented by that same term, prita, pruta. Baruch Hashem li'olam amen v'amen. With this, Rav Nelson Zal concludes this halacha, which was relatively short, but he tells us, Ze Hadrush, either Rav Nelson Zal wrote this or his student Rav Nachman Tulchiner, who compiled the Likutei Halachos, and he says now, Ze Hadrush, what we just learned now, Kofel is repeated, Lekamon, right up ahead of us, Besignoin Acher Ktsas, slightly different flavor, Vishom Yizboer Barichus. And the next halacha, the one that we're going to learn now, you're going to see all of these concepts explained big time, broad, very clearly. Halacha Gimel, Hilchas Dayonim, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Aleph. Al pi amaymar toymes yichas yuma b'likutei rishna. Again, based on the same chapter on Likutei Moran as the previous halacha, chapter 9. Ayin shom mashekosuv al posuk tsoy haratase lateva. Look over especially how Rabbeinu Zal explains the pasuk in the Torah which speaks about Noah's ark, the teva, and the lighting that he put in, that there was a tsohar. And Rashi quotes the Gemara giving two different interpretations of what Tsoihar represents, as we'll see. V'haklal, to summarize what Rabbeinu Zal says there, Kishodom oimed lehispalel, when a Jew gets up to daven tashem, azai boim machshavois zorois uklipois umisavevenoisoi, then all kinds of extraneous thoughts and tumah come running, and they surround the person. V'nishar b'choshech. And the person finds himself in darkness. Here he's getting ready to pray to Hashem. He's getting ready to bathe in the light of Hashem. And he's getting all spiritual and all holy. And suddenly he finds himself in mud, in slime. All kinds of thoughts. Some thoughts that are just nonsense, thinking about food, and then bad thoughts, sinful thoughts, suddenly surrounding him. And if a person doesn't learn Likutei Moran, if a person doesn't see this written, he's lost. He doesn't know what to make. What, this is crazy. What do you mean? I'm trying to be good. But if he learns Likutei Moran, if he learns these Sfarim, and Rabbeinu Zal tells you exactly what to expect, then when it happens, you're not lost. You're not caught off guard. You're not totally bewildered. I know this, I was told in advance that this is what happens, and I was also told exactly how to deal with it. Ve'ein yochoy l'spalel. And the immediate reaction when it happens is that how in the world can I talk to Hashem with the mud? I see and smell the mud in my brain. All of the stupid, idiotic, and some of them sinful thoughts going through my brain. V'chulu, etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. And then Rabbeinu Zal says there, Ubo emes. So the person is surrounded with darkness. When you're surrounded in darkness, you can't move. Remember in Egypt, there was a darkness that was so thick, they couldn't even sit down. They couldn't get up. They were stuck. No, it's this darkness paralyzes the person, can't daven. Ube'emes, but Rabbeinu Zal says there, the truth is, yesh psochim harbe betoich ha-choshech lotzeis mishom. There are many exits in that darkness from which to escape, to get out of it. Aval ha'odom, who iver? But the person is blind, ve'en yodea limtzoi ha-pesach, and he don't know how to find the opening. Val yidei emes zoiche limtzoi ha-pesach. Rabbeinu Zal writes there, I'll tell you what to turn on inside of yourself that'll be a flashlight, that'll be a beam of light that'll help you locate all the exits. It's called emes, honesty, to be honest, honest, just focus on emes, just not lying, not fooling yourself, not fooling anybody, just straight, simple, pure emes. Ki ikar oyer hameir hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the ultimate light is Hashem. Kama Shekosva, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. Hashem is my light and my salvation. Vayidea Sheker Humesalek Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through falseness and falsehood, you remove Hashem. We mentioned the Pasuk, Doiver Shkorim Loyikoin Lenegedeinai. Person who speaks lies can't be in front in my face, Hashem says. You can't be in my presence. But if a person, through truth and honesty, Hashem resides with that person. And when Hashem is with you, Hashem is wall-to-wall light. That's what Hashem is all about. So when Hashem is with you, there ain't no darkness. And if there is darkness, you see all the exits. All the exits suddenly are lit up to get out of the darkness. To get out of this darkness that's blocking the person from being able to open his mouth and pour out his heart to Hashem. Kama shekosuv Hashem oiri. Hashem is my light. V'zeh pirush, and this is what the pasuk means when it says tsoihar tase lateva. The word teva means ark, Noah's ark, but the word teva also means word. Tsoihar, make light for your words. Meaning that when you want to pray and you're having a problem with praying, turn on the lights, buddy. The problem is that you're in darkness. Make sure you turn, how do you turn on light? Get real, like they say in Me'ah Sharim. Get real, honest. Get rid of all the sheker, throw away all the phony baloney, any phony motions that you're making, any phony thoughts, anything phony about yourself. Get rid of it and try to be as simple and honest and sincere as you can. V'hakol l'fi goydel ho'emes. And everything is determined by the quality of the truth. According to the quote, because again, there's millions of levels within truth. There's honest, there's real, and more, there's real gold, and there's real gold. Everybody knows. There's real silver, and there's real silver. And it could be a difference of $100 an ounce. Different levels of real. V'oz. And the Pasuk says, to Hashem said to Noach, make this light. U'pesach ha-teva betzidotosim. And the entrance to the ark, you'll put in the side. Hainu hateva hayoytzeis be'emes. This word, the word teva means word again, that's going to come out of your mouth now with honesty and sincerity. He tosim l'cho pesach b'choysher shatanitzet boy. That will open up an entrance, an exit in the darkness in which you are trapped. Betzida means, the word tzad means on the side, and the word tzad means to be trapped. U'pesach ha-teva, the teva that you're going to be speaking with emes will open up a pesach, it'll lead you to the pesach, and thereby betzido tosim, to be able to get out of the trap in which you have been placed. You found yourself trapped in this darkness. Vayidei sheyoytze mitoich ha-choshech, and by the person exiting from the darkness, and once he's out of the darkness, he can open his mouth and really daven well. Through this, he fixes up the three different worlds, which are called Tachtim, Shniim, and Shlishim. The bottom one, the second one, and the third one. Hainu Oilam HaShofel, Voilam HaKoychovim, Voilam HaSeichel. The three worlds, as they're described in many Sforim, which make up the creation, which are the lowly world in which we exist. Then there's the world of the stars and the galaxies and everything. And then there's the spiritual above that, which is the world of the Seichel, or the world of the angels, as it's called. Paragraph Beis. V'zeh b'chinas shloisho dayonim. And based on what Rabbi Elazar writes there in Likut Imran, we'll understand why three judges. Ki ikar tikun hamishpat tzedek hu emes. Because the main tikun of a proper judgment, a proper trial, is truth. Let's get to the truth of the matter. Because it is impossible to give forth a judgment without getting down to the truth, without identifying, bringing out the truth. Because when two litigants come for a judgment, and they disagree with each other, they're in total disagreement regarding money matters, this is an example of major darkness. We're in the dark now. We don't know who's right. Ki hasheker hu choshech. Because if emes is oyer, there's a pasuk Hashem oyercha va'amitcha. If truth is light, then that makes sheker darkness. Ubifrat, and somebody's usually lying here. When two guys come to court and they're both saying the opposite, somebody's lying. There's some darkness here. And especially when the argument is about money, usually what it means is that these people have taken money too far. They're making money into their religion. This is the most important thing of their life, and they're prepared to go to court for it. They're prepared to kill and to lie and to cheat and to steal. To the point where one of them is trying to steal or cheat the other guy. That's the real definition of taivas momoin. Taivas momoin means when a person is conducting himself improperly regarding money. That's taivas momoin. There's a kosher way to deal with money. To use money to buy an apple or orange for yourself, you're allowed. That's not taivas momoin. That's kosher money, that's good. But to use money the wrong way, improperly, that's taivas momoin. The taivas momoin hu bechinas choshech. And Rabbi Nizal tells us in chapter 23 in Likut Imran, that taivas momoin, that's darkness. When a person gets involved in money the wrong way, that's darkness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, b'machashakim hoishivani. He has placed me, I'm sitting in the dark. That's sitting in that bottomless pit of money. People who worship money and make that their religion, and then they never have enough, that's a bottomless pit. And again, in a pit, usually they don't have lights. There are no lights there. So that's darkness. As Rabbein Azal really elaborates on this, in chapter 23 in Likut Imran, Ayin Shom, look over there. Shetayves Momoin hu choshech godol moed. That when a person gets wrapped up in money the wrong way, that's major, major darkness. Bechinas anpin chashoichin, what the Zohar HaKadosh calls face of dark faces. Avodah Zarah. Klula mikola shivim umois. It's avodah zarah that includes in it all the idols of all 70 nations. That's what the misuse of money is. Nimtza shekol mine choshech shua sitrach avodah zarah. Kol ashivin anpen chashoichin kulam klulim betayvas momoin shubchina sheker. So therefore we say that all different flavors of darkness, every single type of darkness, which is the Sitra Achra, which is Avodah Zarah of all 70 nations, are all included in money. This is not a joke. And as Rabbi Nizal spells it out there, so that again, there shouldn't be any confusion about how, so what do you mean, what's the big deal? I had a choice of buying the car for $30,000 or $45,000. So I got the better one. I did a sin. Did I hurt anybody? Hurt? You're blowing up worlds. You're destroying your family if you don't need it. If there isn't a purpose of using it for Hashem's kavod, if it's not for Hashem, if it's not for mitzvah, if it's not for kedusha, then you're a murderer. You're murdering yourself and your wife and your rachmona litzlan. Then knows Rabbeinu Zal defines money tayvus moment there to know and look at the world. Look at the world. Look how the vast majority of the world, this is what they're wrapped up in. This is their G-O-D, and this is why the world looks the way it does. This is why it's so upset. This is why the jails are so full, and everybody's on therapy and drugs, because 99% of it revolving around money. Shehu b'china sheker, k'may shekosu shem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. V'alkein hadayon hayoyshev lodun, and therefore the Gemara says that when a judge sits down on his chair in his fancy robes, he shouldn't feel like a peacock. He should see the entrance to Gehenim, the door to Gehenim, open right in front of him, just waiting to swallow him up if he makes one wrong move. If he's a little bit sheker, a little bit false, fake, phony, taivas mamain, bribe, any of that stuff, he should know that that door, the snake's mouth, is open to swallow him up. Because then the severe darkness becomes strong. Like the darkness of Gehenim. That's where you have the real darkness. Since we're dealing with a situation where one Jew is trying to rip off another Jew, he's trying to steal, he's trying to take money from another Jew improperly, that's taivas mamain. The minute we open up those words, taivas mamain, suddenly the lights go out. There's total darkness, there's gehenim, there's bottomless pit, there's all kinds of terrible things there. Shezeu b'chinas chet dor amabul, shenigzar dinom ala gezel, k'mo yisham Rabbi Senazal. And this was actually the main sin, the straw that broke the camel's back. What made Hashem make the final decision to wipe out the world was money. Even though there was znus, there was everything else, but in the end, the pasuk, if you take a look at the pasuk there in Noach, it says, it uses a certain terminology, and the Gemara says this refers to chomos. It uses the kimola oretz chomos mipneim. Vehinani mashchisam in oretz. That's the pasuk. That Hashem says, this terrible, but as soon as the world got filled with chamas, stealing, crossing lines in money, hinani mashchisam in oretz, we're going to wipe out the whole world. That's they want darkness, we'll show them what it is to put the lights out. V'alkein be'emes koshe ma'oid ma'oid levare mishpat tzedek. And this is why the truth is that it's extremely difficult for judges in many cases to figure out who's right and what's going, you know, what's really going on here. V'alkein ief shirle dayin levare mishpat kimal yidei emes. And therefore it's impossible for a judge to be able to see through the lies and to be able to see through all the confusion and come out with the right decision without, unless the judge is emes. Ki ho ikar hu ho emes. The most important thing is honesty, truth. Dahainu meaning, she yistakel hadayon rak al ho emes. That the judge should be very focused. Don't look at how long or short the guy's beard is. Don't look at whether he's wearing a three-piece suit or a four-piece suit. Look for the truth. Look clearly, strip away all the junk, all the nonsense, all the window dressing, and go for the truth. The judge has to be extremely careful to be able to look inside himself and to see, does he have anything that would make him lean in a direction of one over the other? The Gemara tells stories of Tanoim, Amoroim, the greatest tzaddikim in the world, tzaddikim who angels trembled before them. And somehow, one of the litigants said, good morning to him. He said, okay, I'm out. I'm disqualified as a judge. I can't be a judge in this case anymore. Because the fact that he gave me such a beautiful good morning, that might influence me. That might make me lean a little bit towards him. Or the slightest, any iota of any toivasano, any kind of benefit, I'm out. I'm finished. I'm disqualified. V'yu shneim shovim beinov. The judge must be able to really know that both litigants are exactly the same to him. He's not favoring one iota over the other. V'yistakel be'ein ho'emes la'amitoi. And that the judge is looking with real honest eyes. V'oz, and only then, al yidei goydel ho'emes shel hadayon. If the judge is zoiche to achieve a real, real high level of emes, the emes hu oir Hashem yisporach biatzmoi, and we know that emes is Hashem. There's a pasuk ve emes Hashem loilam. Hashem is emes. Va'oz yiskayim elokim nitzav badas keil bekerav elokim yishbod. Then we will see the fulfillment of the pasuk in Tehillim chapter 82 that Hashem stands with those judges, and bekerev Elokim yishbot, the judgment will come forth from Hashem himself. Ve'oz yo'ir einov Hashem yisporach, then Hashem will open the eyes of the judge. Hashem shehu etzem ames, Hashem who is the essence of truth, shehu oir hameir, Hashem is light. Vaydezeh yizke hadayin levarer hamishpot tzedek mitoch goydel hachoshech. And then the judge will be able to clarify, to bring forth the real honest judgment from within the blackness, the darkness that was there when they got started. Ulihinotzel minagehenim. And the judge will be able to save himself from going into that open door, the door of Gehenim, the Shehu Achoshech HaGodol, which is that great darkness, Asher Sivavuhu, which surrounded the judge originally. When these two guys walked into the room, they brought with them blackness, darkness. And the judge was surrounded in the darkness. Especially the darkness that's generated when people have the wrong kind of desire for money. Because it is impossible to be saved from all of this. Ela al yedei kiyim al yedei emes, other than through honesty, truth, shehu oyer Hashem yizborach biatzmoi, which is literally the light of Hashem himself. Bechinas elokim nitzav badaskel, as the pasuk says, Hashem is standing right there with the judges. When? If they're 100% honest. If they're 98% honest, they can't. Hashem is 100. Hashem is not 98. If we can, again, as close as a human being can possibly get to it, if the judges try to do the maximum that they can possibly, to be honest, then Hashem's in the room. Hashem is there. And Hashem will make it clear. Ki beloy emes, yefshe levarer shum mishpat. Because without emes, it is impossible to decide correctly any kind of trial or judgment. Because there are so many fine points in the Torah. If you want to get fancy, you want to get cute, you want to look in Choshen Mishpat and start looking in the Shulchan Aruch and see, well, let's see what the Torah says. You want to see what the Torah says? You need a microscope, buddy. You need an electron microscope, because there are billions of fine points and nuances that can all affect what the law is really. Vehem kahararim hatluyim besaira. They're like mountains that are hanging by hair, that are hanging on a hair. So that's number one, that to judge correctly is so complex, and so that you're going to say, well, he's a genius, he's a scientist. Smartness ain't going to be enough to be able to come up with the right solution. Vegam, in addition, yesh din maruma. There's the case of a person who comes in where one of the litigants is a Talmud Chacham, and he has used his knowledge of Torah to twist, to create a situation, to make himself appear completely right according to the Torah. And the judge looks, and the judge, and somehow something doesn't smell right. Therefore, it is impossible for a judge not to get messed up, not to make a mistake in judgment, unless he has this magic potion, this magic ingredient called emes, shehu oyer Hashem yisborach, which is the light of Hashem himself, shehu meir einov. Hashem opens his eyes, v'zoicha lishpoit tzedek, and then he can cut through all the baloney, he can cut through all the darkness fades away in his presence. Now we can understand why the Torah says that one of the worst things in the world is bribery, giving a bribe and accepting a bribe. Ki hashoychad ye'aver. The pasuk says shoychad blinds, makes a person blind. Rav Nosal says, look, ye'aver daiko, look at the word that's being used. Look, again, usually you would say people come to a trial, you listen to what they, you have to listen to what they say. No, you need eyes. To be able to see. This is one of the places in Torah where we see that the eyes are so, so big. We know that everything in Yiddishkeit, there's a place in the Kotei Halachos, I remember giving a shir on this once, where Rav Nosson Zal shows that the entire Yiddishkeit is all about the eyes. Open up the Chumash. They ate from the Tree of Wisdom. What did they do before they ate? They looked. She saw that the tree looked very the fruit looked appetizing. She saw, she was hooked. The Gemara says, Ayin Roya, Lev Chaymeh, the rest of the body falls into line. It begins with the eyes, everything. Torah, V'hoyu Einecha Roya Sismorecha. You have to look when you're learning Torah, to see the eyes, look at the eyes. A Sefer Torah, looking at the eyes. And all over, it's all over Yiddishkeit. So here, especially when we're coming to judgment, the issue is a good pair of eyes. Interesting, the Gemara says, listen to this, we're in the middle of Sheva Bracha still, for my daughter. The Gemara says, Kala she'eineho yofos, a bride whose eyes are beautiful, ein kol gufa tzricha bedika. You don't have to check the rest of the body. If the eyes are okay, everything is okay. Again, the Torah is letting us know how critical the eyes are. That if a person is zeichet to use his eyes the right way, to use his eyes for learning Torah, for tefillah, for looking at holy places, for looking at positive things, then he's got everything. Hainu, Bechinas Choshech HaGodol. We said that this bribery blinds. Blind means that great darkness. Shemizgaber beYoyser Al Yedei Taivas Mamoin, which we saw before. What really turns on the darkness? Taivas Mamoin. That's called Anpin Chashuchen in the Zohar Kodesh. The Hainu Shoicha, that's this bribery. She'oz yefsher b'shum oifen lishpoit tzedek. When a person accepts any kind of bribe, it is impossible for that person to be able to judge properly. V'alkein osur likach shoichad, and that's why it's forbidden to accept any kind of bribe. Afilu osur likach shoichad, afilu lishpoit tzedek, lezakoy says azakai. Even if his intention is pure, the judge is accepting it, in other words, where it's going to help him, he knows who's right, and it's going to help. No way. The Torah doesn't come. The Gemara says, no matter what, there's no justification whatsoever. Because it is totally impossible for a person to judge correctly when he's taking bribe. Vazai ein boyemes, because then he has no truth. Because shoychad turns on the darkness, not the light. Because it is impossible to get out of this darkness of Taivas Mamoin without emes. Sheyir lahadayon emes godol. The judge has to have a very high level of emes. Remember, we spoke about in the previous year, we spoke about the angels of truth, that's a very high level, but it's not the top yet. There's Hashem's truth, which is way above the angels. Proof is the angels of truth said, do not create man, and they were wrong. Hashem's truth said yes to create man, and Hashem did go ahead. Just using an example for us to know that this is not, when people use that word, honesty, truth, that word has we talk about tzaddik emes, that word has billions of levels. And every single one of us, every day and every minute of the day, has to be yearning for emes. I want to get close to the emes. I want to become more honest, more real, because there's billions of levels up and down this ladder. V'yistakel rak alo emes b'li shum sheker. And for the judge to be able to look only at the truth without any falseness whatsoever, u'b'li shum armumius klal, without any trickery, v'ze b'chinas. And this is why the Torah tells us that when Yisroi was defining what the resume of the judges who are going to judge Klal Yisrael would be, he said, Anshei Emes, Soinei Botzar. He put two things right next to each other. Honest people, people who hate money, the wrong kind of money. Shemuzhorim Hadayonim Alze B'Yoyser. Judges are warned about this more than all Jews. Ki Emes, V'Soinei Botzar, Heim B'chinat Achas. Because these two go together. Honesty, the ability to be honest, and a person who despises the wrong kind of money. Somebody else's money, what somebody else has, that kind of thing. Or excessive money. Ki taivas momoin hu b'chinas choshech, b'chinas sheker, kimavur b'mayretzi yisetzedek. Because Rabbein Azal shows us clearly in chapter 23 that taivas momoin is synonymous with sheker, meaning you see a person and you talk to him and he sounds like the most honest guy you ever met, but you see that this person is involved in all kinds of excessive use of money, using money the wrong way. And again, we're not talking about a person who's rich. There's nothing wrong with being rich. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was rich. How rich? He was richer than the Roman emperor. Rabbi Akiva was rich. The Gemara shows six different ways how he got a billion here and a billion there and 300 million there. Very wealthy. But they knew whose wealth it was. They knew it was Hashem's wealth, and they knew it wasn't theirs to play with or to misuse in any way. Every penny had to be accounted. They were accountable to Hashem. It's Hashem's money. It's Hashem's kavod. I'm allowed to use it according to the way Hashem prescribes to use it. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, at the end of his life, picked up his hands, and he said, Hashem is my witness that these 10 fingers did not have any benefit at all from all the wealth that I had. I didn't take any of it for myself personally. Nothing was personal. When I ate an apple for Hashem. My main reason for eating an apple was to be able to say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, to glorify Hashem. My own interest in the food was secondary at best. It was either nothing or secondary. My whole prime interest in anything I did in life with money was Hashem's, you know, Kvod Shamayim. Where are we? And it's impossible for the judge not to get messed up. The emes, which is the Yisra of Shoichad, emes and soni botza, as that she'ikar tikkun ha-mishpot shel ha-dayonim, as Rabbi Nimtza, we see therefore that the main tikkun of the judgments of judges is emes. It's all dependent on emes. V'al kein tzrichim yo shloisha dayonim, that's why you need three judges. Kal yidei emes, because Rabbeinu Zal explained over there in Likutei Moran that when a person gets up to daven, he's surrounded with darkness, all of these thoughts. The way to get out of it is emes. And if a person does get out of all that darkness and does get to daven, then he is sustaining the three worlds. Olam ha-shofol, koichov me-malochim, shehem bechinas, which correspond to the three floors in the ark. The word teva means ark, and the word teva means words. Your words of tefillah affect three floors. Tachtiim, shniim, and shlishim taseh. Like Hashem told Noach, make the ark three floors, three levels. And again, the word teva means make your words of tefillah. Improve your words of tefillah through emes, that they should affect all three floors, all three worlds. This is the concept of three judges, who represent the three channels, the three categories of truth. Just like we have the three tefillos in the day, Shachris, Mincha, Arvus, Shehem, Mekayimim, Kol, Hashloisha Olamos, they sustain these three worlds. Ki Iker, Kiyum, Kol, Ho Olamos, Su Emes. Because the main thing that keeps the world standing, that supports the entire world, is Emes. Shehu Bechinas Hashloisha Deonim. That's those three judges. Sheikar Azharosam Hu Emes. Where the main warning that the Torah gives judges is, make sure you go for Emes. Vizeshem Rabbi says, this is why the Gemara says in Shabbos, page 10, Kol Hadon Din Emes La'amitoi Ki'ilu Nase Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Bereishis. Any judge who is zoiche to judge with real truth, again, it doesn't say true, it says real to Emes Lamitoi, becomes a partner to Hashem in creation. What does creation have to do with this? Ki al yedei din Emes Lamitoi, because by judging with real truth, shemistakel rak al Emes Lamitoi, ayedei zeh mekayim kol ma'aseh bereishis. That person is supporting the entire creation. Shehem Klolius Hashloisha Olamos, which is made up of three worlds, Vaharehu Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maaseh Bereishis, and he is considered to be a partner with Hashem in creation. We'll hold it over here.